Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom Giordano, extended show today. Be with you up until 12:05, sitting in for Rich. And this, out of all the Bloomberg stuff this week, and there was a lot, we had a lot of fun with it, the Lyft, the farmers, the locking up the formula in hospitals, the nanny Bloomberg in that skit, Mary Poppins.
You got it!
That, when he came here to Philadelphia, this guy just crawls with it. By the way, thank you. That's his Lyft. I think the Democrat field is so weak that Bloomberg is not out of this yet. Now, he may get killed again with the hectoring Elizabeth Warren. The next debate is on Tuesday night. And that may be, if he's as bad as he was in the first, that might be it. But it's such a weak field. He has so much money. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to be in it to the end. So now there's more scrutiny of Bloomberg due to his rise. And our guest has a lot of insight on the idea that Bloomberg is putting the special assistant attorney general or attorneys general out there in 10 states inside the office that he's paying for through an NYU setup. You understand? These are not people that the attorney general pays for, the public, the taxpayer. We have no control over these people. They're Bloomberg guys that day to day are put into the office in 10 states of attorneys general. Joining us to break this down is Mark Chenoweth here on Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia. Hey, Mark, thank you very much for joining us today.
I'm glad to be with you.
Well, Mark, you are the former chief of staff to Congressman Mike Pompeo, and you are the head of the executive director of the NCLA. What does NCLA do?
The New Civil Liberties Alliance is a nonpartisan, nonprofit civil rights organization and public interest litigation center. We represent people whose rights are being violated by different federal regulatory agencies and state regulatory agencies, okay, like state attorney general offices.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are on this. We were on it, I guess, on Tuesday, you know, with more scrutiny on Bloomberg. This kind of shook loose, and only a couple of outfits are interested in it. I find this to be one of the most interesting things on Bloomberg of all. Have I described it correctly? He has an outfit at NYU. They then, I guess, scrutinize and hire private attorneys. They pay. These attorneys then, with the willing compliance of these progressive attorneys general in 10 states and District of Columbia, they're embedded in those offices. Is that accurate so far?
Yeah, I think that's 99% right. It's the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University School of Law. And I think that what the state AGs would say is that they would have the ability to fire these folks at any point in time. So it's not as though once they've brought them on board, they're necessarily stuck with them. But of course, the folks who are bringing in these state AGs are simpatico with them. And so the expectation would be that they're welcoming these Bloomberg paid for mercenaries into their offices.
Well, so far, my producer has been on this. Now we're waiting. You know, I don't know how many hours we need. A simple yes or no. Can Josh Shapiro, our attorney general, Mark, confirm? Do they have this guy there? Who is he? And what the heck does he do? We get no answer on this. When that happens, I know what's up, that it's true. This is going on.
And I don't have information about Pennsylvania in particular. I know Delaware has one of these special AGs in place. The District of Columbia does, and there are several other states around the country. I believe nine other states around the country who have them, and there are many more who are talking about adding them. So that could be the source of the silence. I know Virginia and Michigan have both been in talks to potentially add one of these.
Well, from the report that I saw, Real Queer Investigations, they do name Pennsylvania. So we would just like a yes or no, and we'd like a yes or no going forward. Would they do it? What is the single biggest thing wrong with this? What does it violate, or what's your biggest fear with this?
Well, my biggest fear is the due process problem it creates for anyone who's the target of one of these enforcement actions. A prosecutor is supposed to be interested in the public good and not interested in the outcome of the case. They're supposed to be doing justice, not just winning or trying to put away someone whose ideological perspective or whose business model they don't like. And these special AGs don't have the option of looking around and deciding that there are no violations worth pursuing. Suing, you know, they're hammers that are only looking for nails. And that means that these SAGs have an interest in the outcome of a case. That's the very definition of bias. And it's going to affect who they decide to go after, what cases they file, what charges they bring in those cases, how much they demand in settlement, and every other aspect of these cases in a way that's very troubling for anyone who finds themselves on the other end of an investigation.
So they are, you know, kind of, we hear this sometimes with police writing tickets. Is it true or not? Do you have a certain quota every month that you go down? They're on some kind of system where they're going to be monitored here to see what they generated with all this largesse coming from the NYU surrogate for Bloomberg.
Well, you have to expect that if they were to go through the year and not do any interesting work, that the AG's office might not renew them, or that NYU might not renew the funding for the position. So I definitely think that is the concern.
What are the things so far now? Is this legal? Has anybody put in an opinion other than the feelings we have with it? It certainly must be. Various states have ethics laws on this, I would think.
I think that there are three main legal objections, and the first one is that due process problem that I spoke about, which is a violation. NCLA believes it's a violation of the federal constitution as well as many state constitutions. The second issue you identify, it is an ethics problem. We don't know whether the ultimate funder here, Mr. Bloomberg, has financial interests opposed to the targets of these lawsuits. Is he short-selling the stocks of companies that these special AGs are going after? Does he own competing alternative energy stocks that might benefit if these lawsuits are successful, that kind of thing? And then the third issue is that there are fiscal statutes in a lot of these states that require any sort of monies that come into the state to be put into the state treasury and then dispersed as a result of legislation by the state legislature. And when you're funding outside of that constitutional channel, that creates an additional legal challenge to what they're doing.
Now, you mentioned, too, the whistle would be blown on this if the big fossil fuel companies, Exxon, or how about the Koch brothers, my God, were funding slots in state AG offices. We would hear nothing else. And yet, go ahead.
Can you imagine if they were funding state AG offices to go after alternative energy companies that are killing birds with their windmills or something like that? I don't think Mr. Bloomberg's defenders would be okay with that.
So what happens next in this? What have you seen, or is anybody? I just think, thank God it's come to light. And I think it speaks more broadly about what Bloomberg has been up to. This is clever stuff, I have to say. It's wide-reaching stuff. Media not interested in it. You're one of the few guys I've seen that has broken this down in that manner. I commend you on that. When I saw it, we've been trying to really get over this. What is happening with this, or what should happen with it?
Well, the first thing that should happen is that state legislatures should get involved and prevent the state AG offices from doing this, either through oversight mechanisms, or if they don't already have some sort of fiscal statute in place that prohibits this activity, they should put that kind of barrier in place and make sure that they're reining in the ability of the state AG office to self-fund. The second thing that should happen is that anyone who does find themselves on the end of one of these enforcement actions should absolutely raise raise every single one of these objections to the special AGs as one of the defenses in their case, because if the lawsuits that are brought as a result of these special slots are all put in jeopardy by these structural, constitutional, and statutory objections to the existence of the office, then pretty quickly AGs will figure out it's not worth it to have these folks around.
Absolutely. Mark, what's your website? Where can people find your outfit?
We are at nclalegal.org, and we have not brought one of these lawsuits yet, but a third thing that could happen here is that someone who isn't the target of an enforcement action might find standing in another way to challenge the existence of one of these state AGs, and we're certainly looking for opportunities to do that. There is a lawsuit going in Minnesota, by the way, against the special AG there.
And you do know that Delaware has one of these?
That's my understanding, is that Delaware is one of the states that has signed up for it, yes.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me either. We'll let you know, or let us know, if you figure out if Pennsylvania is or not. We're working on it right now.
Be happy to do that.
Well, Mark, thank you. Have a good weekend, and please come back and update us on it. Keep us in the loop. Let Dan know if there's anything else that happens with this.
We'd be delighted to do that. Thanks for having me this morning.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.